Yeah. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo.
And we back, and we back, and we back.
Episode 106 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast, 106
and
Park.
oh, shit.
Had that one on deck right there.
Hey, we already definitely done ran out of themes in these hundreds, but.
Hey, no, we looked up with that one.
Yeah, that was just a lucky jump. But.
Power 106 in LA, Big Boys Neighborhood. I don't know, like, but. Those are the only 106s I can think of. Man, a lot going on. But before we start this episode, I want to start this off first things first. Rest in peace, Coolio. As soon as we ended, it was so crazy because we ended the episode last week giving Coolio his flowers. Even after the mics went off, I was talking about him getting to do the Keenan Kell song, how accepted he was in culture and white culture and it was just big, like colossal, man, that was it was insane how many cultural references they would make on every TV show. He was one of the famous rappers in the world at one point, man. And yeah, no, that was sad. 59 years old, man. That was definitely caught us by surprise.
And that's a testament to how famous he was. I felt like he was way older than that one. When they said 59, I'm like, damn, because he's just been famous for so long. When somebody's been famous, for so long.
Famous for 30 years,
you assume that they're old. I was like, damn, 59, he's still, man, young. Golly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, damn. But rest in peace.
It's still crazy to think the 90s was 30 years ago. It's I'm doing math. 59 minus 30. God damn, that nigga was young. That was really sad news. So, man, so I'm so glad that we got to give him his flowers, some last minute flowers. We gave him his flowers before he passed. I still can't believe Fantastic Voyage was about drive-bys and gangbanging, and nobody noticed because it's Coolio.
Man, exactly.
And it's just a fun song. The Fantastic Voyage, you're going on a voyage to shoot some niggas, and it just went right over white people's heads, man. They were all attached to movies, Fantastic Voyage, Gangsta's Paradise, I'll See You When You Get There. That always reminds me of Nothing to Lose with Martin Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
How that movie.
My mom's favorite movie.
Yeah. That was a great movie. That's an underrated Martin Lawrence movie.
Extremely underrated Martin Lawrence movie.
Yeah, you couldn't escape Gangsta's Paradise. And like I always said, that song was bigger than the movie. And that was one of the hardest beats. Like even if you play it now, it's going that shit was hard. But yeah, man. Rest in peace, Coolio.
Rest in peace,
man.
Coolio.
Coolio. Now since we last wrapped last week's episode, it was announced Rihanna's halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
That's gonna be popping. That's gonna be lit. That's a great act to do. We all know she has the hits. She's definitely well deserving. Well, definitely.
World gem. Everybody loves her. Mm-hmm. Everywhere across the world.
Yeah, everywhere across the world. Cause last year did it for Hov made sure did it for hip hop. Did that Super Bowl, and then made a call three. To wake up out of get up out of her bed, you got a baby. She don't have to do this.
She don't gotta do nothing.
She don't need the publicity or nothing.
She's
and if you niggas think that she gonna give you an album, because I don't know if you saw that those memes are yo, Rihanna spotted heading to a studio.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna be mad when she give you the Fenty soundtrack.
That is the funniest thing ever. Anytime she's ever seen in the vicinity of a studio, it's it makes headlines. Rihanna was in the studio. Was in the studio.
Yeah, she was.
We spotted her down the block from Hit Factory.
who wants to tell them? She's just sitting in on ASAP session. All right, it's not her session. She's sitting in on ASAP. Oh, that was cute, that little rapping thing you do. she don't give a fuck about music no more. I don't know why. I mean, people just got accepted, man. That Rihanna album ain't coming.
Honestly, I don't know why she there, because that nigga don't do music. He do
music. No one cares anymore. That nigga ain't been on the radar with his albums in a minute.
He still be headline festivals for some reason.
Oh, he's at every festival every time.
Oh yeah,
headline. Like you said, in the big end of day act.
Yeah, big end of day. Don't jump in mosh pits and immediately regretting it. Those memes were hilarious as well.
Man,
she gonna bring ASAP out at the Super Bowl?
Better not. No, do not bring. Don't steal your woman shine. Don't try and steal. Let her have her moment. This is Rihanna's moment. And if you bring out ASAP Rocky at the Super Bowl, first of all, you can't take such a global, worldwide superstar and then bring out just ASAP Rocky and he's going to have a bunch of people like, who? It's going to be a lot of, who the fuck is that?
10,000%. They're going to be like, who the fuck is that? Like, you gotta think, like, a bunch of old people watch the Super Bowl. Like, they have no clue who ASAP Rocky is. Like, the majority of people that watch the Super Bowl have no clue who ASAP is.
And there's a large...
The majority of people. Like, I'm not saying ASAP isn't known. I'm talking about people that watch the Super Bowl.
But even if you know ASAP, there's a large majority of people who know ASAP Rocky, and who that is, and do not give a fuck about him or his music. Like, so you gotta take... There's a niche market of people that will care. There's about 10,000 people that will... Okay, 40,000. I don't know.
But I was just more... Like, I'm not saying ASAP is no. I'm just saying in that arena, no.
Hell no.
In that arena, no.
No, he is not a stadium performance artist. Hell no. And don't let them festivals fool you. They came to see several other acts. Like Rocky was there. People get gassed about them festivals. Like, look how many, like, they were recorded performances. Like, they didn't all come to see you. Ice Spice, whatever.
No, that'd be the, like, yo. That's why festivals are festivals, because
there's 30 people on the lineup.
30 people on the lineup, so we're gonna pull in all these fan bases together. Like,
but you're not pulling us. We know that they're not all there for you. And I'm like, yeah, this is not your concert. Like, oh, this is my...
Man, you gotta love us every time when you get those that footage from them the festivals. The artists posted the footage from the festival. Everybody singing their song. They are not there for you, but they do know their song.
Y'all ready to get into some other exciting news? Deadpool 3 announced with a nice surprise. We're getting Hugh Jackman coming back. Hey, after he retired, he got to come back again.
Hey man, why Hugh just ain't tell the truth? Like, I'm done doing movies for y'all. But Big Feige,
can I tell you why?
Big Feige button the call. He's, oh yeah, no, sure, I'll come. He looked happy to be back.
Can I tell you why? Yeah. That check, that Fox check ain't nothing like the Feige check. Let me tell you something.
That Wolverine Feige check? Oh, for sure.
And he came back. He was done. He was retired. I remember all them interviews after he did Logan.
He was adamantly done. Like, yes. He was like, no, I'm never doing this shit again. Like, fuck this shit.
And then,
like, no.
And then we have to acknowledge people like you who didn't want him to go. You didn't want a new Wolverine. You want Hugh Jackman's old ad. Like, he can't start over and do another 10 years of Wolverine. Like, he's not young. This ain't 1999 when he started. He was young. Like, yo, like, you can't reboot. He can't do another 10 years of, like, and restart the whole storyline and do, like, a whole.
Oh, no, I never wanted him to restart.
Because that's what I'll try to explain to you. Like,
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
I've never said, hey, yo, start the Wolverine. Start the Hugh Jackman.
But you wanted Hugh Jackman back when I was like, yeah, they got to get
it. So did Kevin Feige. And guess what? He's back. and Feige was on the same page. Hey, yeah,
but we can't get people's hopes up. He's going to die. They're going to kill him off again. Like, he's not about to do a whole. Another whole run.
Yeah. He
just has to do one for the MCU.
I think he's gonna do that, and then probably pop up in Secret Wars.
This story that they're telling happened before Logan. Like, he still died. I think they're still going with that. He still dies in Logan.
Yeah.
Both from a different universe.
But they're saying, like, but no, this happened from a different universe before Logan. Like, Logan was the final.
They're gonna pull a Black Widow and just, like, start from the timeline right before he died in Logan.
Kind of thing. Because they're saying Logan took place in 2029 in the MCU. They're saying that right now the MCU is in, like, 2025 or something like that, or whatever. Whenever.
They don't really got to explain shit to niggas. Yeah. If they wanted to, they could just be like, multiverse. That's why he's here. He's multiverse. All right? So, like, here, scrolls. Yeah, that's all they got to do. Like, they use your loophole. Like, they have, that shit's like insurance. Like, they got, like, the scrolls, and then they got the multiverse as an excuse to just bring anybody in. You don't got to explain nothing to nobody. Fantastic Four, they coming. And they don't got to really.
They got no origin story. They're like, hey, we just, here it is. You know what it is.
Not the Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, that's not the Michael B. Jordan.
That's
Fantastic
Four.
That's
Feige's way of doing it with people that people know. Like, yo, y'all know who the Fantastic Four is. Cool. We don't need the origin story. Y'all know who Spider-Man is. Cool. Yeah. We don't need the origin story.
Well, great power comes great. No, we need Spider-Man.
We'll put that in the third movie. we'll still give you that line. We'll have somebody else say it in the third movie. We're not showing how you got the spoken powers now.
I had tweeted, like, got a whole lot of traction. And I posted it on Gotham, too. But, like, I said... Ayo, they had Tom Holland playing Spider-Man since 2016, and they will not let this nigga graduate or grow up. Like, he's been a senior and a junior for long. He's like, that's a long stretch. They stretched them high school years out. Like, that nigga, you're 36. Yeah, man. But so we want to. This is a great segue into Black Panther 2. Got more. More footage, more leaks.
Yes, sir.
I've been staying away from the leaks.
I've been staying.
All I've seen is like the photos. I haven't actually seen that. Oh no, I sent the thing.
I've seen something. You sent this thing. I saw 5 seconds. I'm like, come on, no. I want to feel the chills.
Yeah. All I've seen is the pictures, the release, the back photos or whatever. So because they're like 5 different new suits and stuff, but or whatever. But I'm giving away from them.
Yeah, y'all better stop posting these leaks. Y'all gonna make probably push the button and delete some of his footage. Dang, y'all fucking it up.
They definitely got a trailer coming out within the next week or so. The movie coming out next month.
Man, it is October. So
they haven't dropped because all you've seen is a teaser. We haven't got the official trailer yet. So it's
like I said before, a little bit nervous. A little bit nervous, man. I wanted to be great. It's fucked up.
And that's the good nervous. Like, yo, I wanted to be great. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I love it so much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
What, they gave Ryan Coogler a task at hand. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I salute him no matter what happens. And
I will say, them putting Ironheart in this movie was very smart on that one. Because then you ain't got to use, like, a whole... Then her show doesn't have to be 100% like, oh, get to know your first time to enter.
Hey, I'm gonna fuck, man. If I get over these origin shit, man.
Yeah, he's over all that shit.
I'm trying to, if I do, I'm getting to it quick. If I can throw you in a movie where I so we can just get on with the story, when we give you your own joint, cool.
The first 5 seconds of She-Hulk, they gave us the entire origin story. She was in a car, bruised, guards, and the blood, I went into my face.
They did not let that shit. Take the whole first episode.
They did not stretch it out. No. There was no in the hospital. No. We gotta do something. The only way to save her life is to give her like they turned her into She-Hulk away.
Car accident. Blood mix. She-Hulk now. woke up the Hulk saying you're She-Hulk now.
You're She-Hulk now. Yeah, like,
like so.
They wasted zero time. I fuck with Feige. Do not fuck with origin stories. Anymore, like,
he can tire that shit.
We did that in phase one. We're pretty much over all that shit.
And we did a shitty job with Moon Knight. So all right, let's just start with this.
Always got to circle back to that. Day. You stand on that hill and
probably
you're right side of history. Hey.
Right side of history.
Warren ain't forgot. Warren ain't forgot.
I've been on the right side of history for the last few episodes. Man. Right side of history.
speaking of, I ain't forget. You want to segue into the new music topics? So start with Cardi B.
Yeah, man. I wanted to give a shout out to Cardi B. She been doing her thing, verses wise and feature wise, mm-hmm. For the last few last few years. She her and Glorilla just dropped a record. Shout out to Glorilla.
Tomorrow the remix. Tomorrow too.
Hey man, yo, it's crazy. I realized I was like she sounds like 50. I think that's the like she kind of
yeah 50 Posmo. Well, Posmo got it from 50, but yeah.
So, I was like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, all right. Yeah,
you know, little bitches in the biggest one is like, if you're doing a 50 impression, it's gonna sound like that.
That's exactly how it was sound. But yeah,
like early 50 with the jaw.
Yeah, before. So I was saying shout out to Cardi, man, her doing her thing, and I was saying it, like I said, she skated on that. I was saying the Dirk and Kanye record, even though it flopped to what it was supposed to be, but I still hear it, like, out, like, anywhere, like, if I'm in a public venue, like, it still get played.
Yeah, not as much as it should be.
Like, it's not, it wasn't a huge record when you had Dirk and Kanye on it, but
the song itself, the quality, you're saying it grew on you and...
Like
you like the song.
I hear it. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, well, like I said, Cardi doing her thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, no, I just wanted to definitely shout her out for, she, like I said, Cardi been doing her thing. on these joints, man. But yeah, no, that Glorilla record, she had me cracking up the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Popping shit.
She was popping her shit.
She said, "Shit, I live at 30 Mile. I've been condoms in that bitch." Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm like, yo, she.
I was like, my girl, man. Fuck up on your nigga. You got a chain, I got the chain, but mine's bigger. Yeah,
she was popping shit, man. So yeah, no, I wanted to shout out to Carter. She been doing her thing.
Yeah,
on the album ain't coming.
But the album ain't coming. That's why I ain't forget.
Oh, yeah, another thing too is like I think me and Meeks were on social media. And we seen something that had the Cardi B vinyl. So that, y'all wonder about. I was like, yeah, that was a great album.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck who wrote it.
They did a good job. They did their job.
They did what they were paid to do.
Parson Fontaine, you did your thing.
All of y'all that were paid to do something, y'all did it. Y'all did exactly what y'all was paid to do. You guys overstand.
Y'all done.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I don't know.
That album, man, I ain't forget. Because she's rolled out a lot of singles. She's like the SZA of rap. Like she like all so many singles. Only SZA's shit hit, but they still didn't drop the album, give a release date or not even close to dropping it.
Like I'm like, hey, I don't know if they still trying to get the team together for their second album or what. Like I don't know for Cardi's second album, like they trying to find the right team or like
what? I don't know what because like
the label trying to find the right team or what.
Like, we're in this weird era of music where like. Everybody is like they're so concerned, and this isn't. I mean, of course, they're always concerned about timing, but this era, for some reason, like labels have been the most fearful of timing. Like what are you afraid? Like, I'll ask the same thing I said about SZA. I'm like, what numbers are you afraid of her not doing? What do you think people like aren't gonna be going crazy if you once you announce the album and people are gonna go listen to it? Like, what the?
And I think, and I'm like, and obviously, you know, not being in the industry, I'm like, that was always something I worried or wondered about with like, all right, how do y'all structure a calendar of a rollout or whatever? Like what is that? like how does that look to y'all?
And I feel like they're still trying to figure it out in like, this new era because he keeps changing, times keep changing, like, technology like, and all that stuff.
And how do y'all gauge when you drop a surprise? Because even just like, somebody announcing an album that's like, or even like Lil Baby, him saying like, he was like, oh, album's coming in October. And he said it like August, didn't he? Or like, he had the date like late August or something. Like, so what goes into that lead time of why it is dropping in the mid or whatever, you know?
But different labels have like different.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I just want to know, I'm like, what is that projection? Like, all right, album release date, and then y'all. You announce the announcement of the release date, and then when you announce the release date, it's like a month and a half out, or sometimes it'd be 2 months out. Or you go, I'd be like, so what prompts that amount of time?
Yeah, and that's my problem. When labels do the outdated thing, and Rush, you know the outdated thing where it's like, well, you know, we can't drive it. We gotta work the single. We're just, like, we've all heard it. Like, what do you mean work?
And that's not a thing anymore.
It's not a thing doing the whole outdated. Yeah. We gotta work the single. Like 3 months, gotta push it, put the button, but not. No, we've all heard it. We all got it. We all love it. It's good to play. Yeah, give us the album. We'll listen to it. Like, we're not in the Stone Age anymore. Like that's like the excuse like Punch from like TDE and all that stuff. Like, fam, people are gonna gonna hit. They're gonna listen to this album.
Like the song was heard. Like it doesn't take the amount of people that are gonna hear the song are gonna hear the song within the first week. Mm-hmm. After that first week, you're not introducing the song to many more people. You're not gonna hit a new market.
I guess you hit. At that point, it's just sustaining it.
Yeah, like it's not. You know what I mean? After that first week, whoever was gonna hear it has heard it, and if they didn't hear it, they might hear. But that's I know you're not waiting for. That's a very, very small amount of people to hear it before you get before you go.
When SZA dropped, I hate you. Like, y'all wasted that buzz because it went on for months. Like, just like, we hear, like, all right, it's a hit. They play on the radio every fucking day, every fucking where. And you like, same thing with Good Days. Like Good Days. I'm like, it was a great viral. That lasted some months. We had the hit different. Like, she's been hitting the mark, and y'all just.
I don't know.
Waste their time not drop now. And Cardi, I don't know what Atlantic is doing or like because we know she's a superstar, makes star. Y'all dropped the ball last year when she had the Super Bowl commercials. Now supposed to be part of the rollout, and we still got nothing. Like, well, y'all just.
I was like, I don't know what
they. So that's what I was gonna say. Cardi B is I said it's off mic. Cardi B's in the hole. she's in the hole. That recoupable expenses, boys. And now so now you're only making it worse and worse, because now, like, the more promo you do in, or rollout you do, and then not drop the album, like, you're only putting Cardi more and more in the hole. Maybe that's what the label wants to
do. Of course. Oh, yeah. According to all these podcasts, that's the label.
Because we're going to hear Cardi, make that, like, man, I haven't been paid for my label. Have that fucking peg me. we're gonna hear that story pretty soon. we've seen it happen to many people, and they never seem to learn. people want the Cardi albums. All in all, is what I feel about it. What do you feel about it, Russ?
It's never coming.
It's never coming.
The brand is too strong at this point, so, you know.
But at least she has music to back up her brand, too. Like
she'll pop every now and do a feature in here and there and just go back to, you know.
Feature be dope. But I do like for her that, like...
She wasted what? Like, I keep thinking of more and more shit that they fucked up for Cardi to be like, yo.
Yo, that's crazy. I forgot that was just a loose...
It was a lead single.
I forgot, like I said, it's been so... It's been so long,
she's had misses, but she's also had hits, and they still ain't did nothing yet. Like, so she's in the hole.
But Cardi, like, if the album don't come, they be like, man, but we love her expression, and they also give you, hey, and we love the first album. Like, at least there's a love for the art as much as the person, you know, that's been put out there.
And the difference between like Cardi and SZA. The difference between them and Rihanna is Rihanna doesn't want to, but that's different. So don't bring up Rihanna like, well, Rihanna's just, you know, taking it. No, she's not taking time with anything. Yeah, she's not.
They're not even in the same.
She's not even trying to go to
the same. They're in the same multiverse.
They are crying to Rihanna to please give us some music.
You're trying to get to where Rihanna was in 2013? Like, shit. Like, Rihanna, like, way passive at this point.
Yeah, that's not even...
She retired from the game young, like. Hey man, when you billionaire, the billions is billion, you know. Like, she ain't trying to hear about none of that. Do you guys want to talk about? That's sad news. Let's keep it fun. Division dropped a new single. Keep it on music. Division.
That was good. Shout out to Division.
Now, which one was Orin? Were you like, this should have been the lead?
No, I said Russ said. Orin said no, because
we
got to go to Outrage first.
That would not have worked at the first. It would have been under the radar.
The new single sounds like the music that everybody's used to from. So his niche market would have still loved him for it, but then he's like, shit,
it wouldn't have gotten everybody's attention.
Yeah,
so got the people talking.
So now there's a lot of people that know who he is now,
Now when he drops something, it's going to be news and all that stuff. And all he has to do is drop quality while all the eyes are on him.
Yeah, that was the move. And, you know, and the videos, like a follow up video, so now people can see now people can see who Division really is. He got you talking, he got the eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oldest trick in the book, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oldest trick in the book.
I like the rollout.
I will say, shout out to LVRN and OVO with the rollout for this one. It feels like an actual, like,
they rolled out the single, old school style.
For sure. Yeah, they used the oldest trick in the book. Go ahead, get the attention on, then show them who you are. You got to play the game, change the game. Oldest trick.
Yeah, like, see, you gotta pick and choose what strategy you use, because every artist, it doesn't work the same. For, you know, it's about, definitely, like, it depends on how famous they are, if they're a new artist, if they're established, and all that stuff. Like, how do fans typically receive, so
believable is it? Like, some people you might just get typecasted as that, because our too many people might love you for that first thing and be like, no, but that's not who I really am.
Yeah.
wait, no.
Yeah, I mean, boy, like, he did a lot of fuckery for that.
So he had the right mix of it, where it's like, oh, people know that's not who he is, or he's not, you know.
The making the band parody, that was great. That was a classic moment that people still find disgusting. Now, like, yo, y'all was singing for a bit. Y'all did a sing off. We thought that was heat back then. I still think that was a great moment.
That was a great season.
Day 26, the making of day 26.
They coming back.
The show or day 26?
Day 26.
Oh.
I'm coming back.
Are they all going to be there?
For what? And who's coming back?
They heard this void in our main.
Oh.
It was their post. I think I seen it a couple weeks ago. It was like, they post like, yeah, you know, it's been a void. So we coming back. You know what I mean?
That's what we're missing?
Because what they tried, Willie Taylor tried to do the whole solo shit a couple years ago when I love a hip-hop.
Oh, man. He tried his solo bag and did not.
The fact that you said all of them, I don't really understand that, because yeah, yeah, it's all them. They ain't doing shit. Like, what are, who are you to say no, nah, nigga? What are,
well, like, I remember they didn't want Q back in Group 5 because he was like,
no, they hated Q again, from the jump. They kicked him out mad times.
We not doing nothing. We not doing nothing. Yeah, sorry. You got nothing else to do? We good? Like, hey, can we do this again? Yeah, because you got Eagle 4. You been evicted from your LA crib already. Now you back home in your hometown. Like, you can't call Puff no more. He too busy being a city boy. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Like, we'd say, well, shit. Well, yeah, let's go. We might as well put whatever petty difference it was, because humble ourselves and let's give R&B what it's missing.
Shout out to Puff, man. That's still a song, still rocking.
Yeah,
get in your bag, stay in your bag.
I think he's still mad it's not like top 5, top 10 Billboard.
Yeah. Funny. Yeah, but, yeah, I mean.
Puff, for what? All right, Puff. Like,
yeah, for the new Puff single. Like, I don't think the streets
are like Puff. You thought your real promo run for that, or you thought that was like gonna be like the and lack thereof of a promo run? You thought you posted on Instagram, I'm dropping a single, was gonna get it in the top 5 Billboard? Like, where did Puff think that? You know, Bryson wasn't gonna do no promo for it.
You know, he was.
And you didn't even. Like, you dancing
really
on,
do anything,
yeah, like you dance on Instagram a couple times, dude. They ain't gonna get it in top 5.
50
like,
Cent brought out something interesting in the Breakfast Club interview a couple months ago. He was saying he doesn't think Puff has a good ear for hits anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that? He was like, you look at 0 to 100. He's like, that's why he was mad at Drake, because he didn't hear that shit when he made it. And he was like, when he heard Drake, he was like, what the fuck? Like,
I can get that out of Puff. But we said that when the beat, I'm like, I said that would be like, Puff, you weren't going to do nothing with that.
You weren't going to do nothing with that.
You weren't going to make 0 to 100 with that beat.
It's going to be a bunch of talking. That's
all. I don't know what song you was going to make out of that, but it wasn't going to be 0 to 100.
That's not how it works. Like, you get a beat, it's going to be just as big as a hit.
Exactly what he did.
Yeah, like, no, you weren't. Especially hearing that beat. Puff, you weren't going to do shit with that beat. Doom, doom.
I didn't hear that with that beat. Doom. I was like,
but that's a testament to Drake's talent. He can make just a basic or lack thereof beat and make a hit out of it. Yeah. That's because
Puff, you won't do that. No, that. Stop,
Puff. You're not better than the beats. Drake, he's better than the beats he picks. Yeah. So that's why that shit works. He take a minimalist sound. I won't even say beats because some of them aren't beats. Shout out to 40.
Speaking of beats, I stumbled across a 40, one of those shorts on YouTube where he was talking about like Drake's rapping process. He's like, yeah, we record one time, and I told him like. He's telling me like he can't hear the beat. He can only hear like the spots in between the beats. So that's why in certain parts he'll like kind of rap like off beat kind of thing. But it's like how it's really not. It's just kind of how he does it. And somebody YouTube comment like that doesn't make any sense. This goes right there. I'm like okay. All right.
Come on, man. You are
here. We go again with this.
I love Russ in the comments, man.
I didn't say anything.
But you seen it. You see
it. It just popped up. You know. I just. Took a little browsing.
You let him live. That's too funny.
Well, speaking of, you know, popping shit and Division doing these parodies, DaBaby is maybe
not bad.
Dropped a project.
Oh, that too.
I got in the car with BB. Like, oh yeah, it was. I'm like, I've
not heard anything off that project.
I
heard the clip about Meg, and that was about it.
Well, you if you've heard one song, you've heard the whole album.
Yeah.
That's what if you've heard one. DaBaby is the epitome. You heard one, heard them all. Yeah. Like, cause like that album is just baby. Yeah. Just him, same old pop shit. The beats all sound the same. There's nothing special about. There's no standouts.
And
Brandon tried to drop a surprise out.
Brandon said he's in competition with Drewski now. He's not
He's not competing with rappers. He's competing with Drewski. He's on Instagram doing these skits. His competition is Ha Ha Davis. All right, that's competition. Desi Banks. Yep.
But to give some serious critique, like we do with music on this illustrious podcast, on the syndicated podcast, I was saying, like, as an artist, you kind of have three things when you begin. You have the freshness, the newness of, you have your sound, and you have the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Were the three things that was going from. You're always gonna lose the freshness because you can't be new.
Like Russ, take yourself back to when when the baby first came out. Heard the baby.
So it's like shit, he's new. His style's new. You know what I mean? And you know, and he was giving you bars.
And he was giving me bars at the beginning.
So you lose the newness. And then, so with the bars and the flow, you can keep the same flow. That's fine. You know, no artist has to change how they sound. But then when you phone it in and you lose the bars, that's when you start losing it. Like, you got to keep barring niggas to death. So even if they you know, they're used to your sound already. You're not getting the newness back. You got to keep coming with the bars. And like I said, he just be popping shit now. Like, he don't, like, there don't be no dope bars in there. Yeah. There don't be no dope flips or metaphors and that. Like, he used to give that, because and he used to rap fast too. Like, he used to, like, kill you like that. That ain't really, like,
and he used to steal the show when he would do guys. Remember Revenge of the Dreamers? Yeah. Like, that baby, like, where is that baby where he give us a hot verse? Like,
now everything I hear, I'm like, it's just him popping shit.
Like, but without the bars this time.
And to go back to what we said about Cardi, like, Cardi, she popping shit, but she still giving you bars. Like, like, you know what I mean? Like,
and Russ, we were on the right side of history. That's where Chance fucked up. Chance, you were new once. It was an orthodox style, but then you took away what everybody loved. Sounds fucked up. You got real Christian, and then you got real, I'm a dad now, and we didn't want to hear that shit. So, get back on drugs. It's a fucked up thing to say that, man. We miss when you was on drugs. And
you gonna say about Future all the time, man.
I was a bad guy when I said that about The Weeknd, but
you feel it. No, I was with you. I was with you. I was like, get him back on that call.
Also, too, the whole baby saying he's blackballed. I'm like, okay. We gotta realize when you actually get blackballed, it's for you don't know why, what happened.
The powers that be did something to shut you down and like all your opportunities. When people just not feeling are not listening to you or not feeling your shit or not going.
What was his, like, he was saying, like, he can't do shows or something, or he can't get features or something.
He's defending the album flopping. He's pretty much, that's his defense of their album flopping.
Like I said, it's the loss of bars. It's all the antics. You do realize what your antics, when people get either tired of you doing the same fuck-ups, mm-hmm. or people get tired of,
That's a factor we didn't mention. The fuck-ups. You got to equate that in there, with the music.
Like I said, people like you enough, they'll look past once. But just like with T.I. constantly going to jail back then, we're like, all right, man, fuck it, man. All right, man.
And you gave us no mercy? Yeah, now we all.
Because he just want to keep doing stupid shit. Like, we was empathetic the first time.
Because the rollout was like, I'm doing a year and a day. Like, I'm going to come back. Okay, so, cool. You got in trouble like a year later.
Great.
And then he kept getting in trouble. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care about the music.
You don't care. Why am I going to care more than you?
The culture gave up on, and especially because simultaneously, like, with all that, we were sick of him the getting in trouble all the time. Yeah. Plus, you dropping No Mercy on us. And like, you didn't give us the heat or fire. So, you giving us whack out. Even though he dropped Heavy as a Head after that. It was too late.
And then he had the fucking mixtape. Which were good. But it was like, people stopped caring. Because they didn't stop caring. Because you just kept fucking up. Every 2 days, like, what? You're just doing stupid shit. So, I'm like, that goes into it, too. And I'm like, you alienate it. You're not blackballed if you alienate yourself from people.
Self-sabotage is what they call it.
Yeah, I mean,
the email Adoka.
if you're constantly saying fuck this person, you don't think that person has relationships with people. Yeah. That's not a blackball. You went at them like they didn't. You know what I mean? Like, and yes, people are gonna stop fucking with you because Cameron said it. Cameron said it in the Million Dollar Worth of Game podcast. He was like, man, Pew used to come to me all the time. Like, oh man, I can't. Can't stand next to you, man. Hope I find out. In typical camera fashion, Hope don't even fucking know you, man. Hope don't even know you, nigga. You told us all we'll do is because Hope might find out. Hope don't know you, man. He don't care nothing about you. But like I'm saying, that's not even like that's when you pick that side of you publicly not liking somebody or talking shit about somebody. That's why there's consequences every because it's not just it's between you and one person. That's not the thing. I'm like, I don't see, I when I think of blackball, like, damn, they blackballing you for no reason, or like, you know,
thank
what
you,
mean?
like it's unexplainable, happened,
or somebody doesn't like you. It's not like you went at somebody or nothing like that. It's like, nah, like, somebody doesn't like you, and they're fucking up your money or, you know, whatever. But I'm like that, yeah.
This applies to Tory Lanez as well. You ain't blackballed.
Nah. Yeah,
you was kind of never really on like that to get blackballed, like. Sorry, like, you was cool. I tweeted this. I said, Tory Lanez was cool, but the people that he's copying, I'd rather listen to their music over him. Like,
I would more so say Tory Lanez is versus DaBaby. I don't think that DaBaby's black, but I just think people just ain't fucking with him. I just, like I said, they tired of
like,
the antics.
Like we said, there's a difference between retiring from music and the people retiring you. Like,
I think just people are tired of the antics, and he's not giving you bars no more. I'm sure if
it's a big mixture.
I'm sure DaBaby, if you again, in a hit, I forgot who said it, but a hit will solve everything.
Yeah.
Come with some dope music. Like, oh, that's just...
perfect example.
None of that shit matters. Reinvent yourself.
Travis Scott. Got a whole bunch of people killed. 3 months later, don't nobody care. I just seen Travis Scott at festivals.
He's back now.
Designing set stages and shit. Travis, he's
former Nike. He jumped on that record with Navin Baby.
He's doing all right now.
He's right back.
He's doing all right. It's not as big to the level that he was pre.
No, that's
it's on the way. It's on the way.
He keep dropping.
No. He's built. I'm saying he's still building.
No.
Don't get misconstrued. I know that's happening.
He's not right back. No, but he's like
when he dropped that next album, complete.
But that's what we were saying. Okay, one fuck up. Have people want like, you know?
Yeah, if you only got one fuck up, you can bounce back.
People, you know, people like now if he would have kept fucking up after that moment,
festival.
People would have been like, this nigga like he would have got wrote off. Like,
yeah, behavior.
He did his time. He took his punishment. They'll welcome him back.
And he didn't physically do anything to anybody. You know, he just created a vibe, environment in that sense, but. You know what I mean? He took the loan from me. He chilled. He was like, you know what? I'm not going to drop no music. I'm not going to try to, ignore it. I'm going to accept it. Whatever comes with it, I'll go for it. Even just, Kobe. They hated Kobe. They started winning championships. Yeah, well, here comes a lot. So I'm like, it's not like the baby can't come back and reach back to where he was. I'm like, he just got to come with better music. Like, the music isn't any better than, it was. Yeah. Now you're saying, but Tory, you are blackballed because what you actually did was wild. and his shit just ain't that good anyway. So, niggas ain't going to stick their neck out.
Oh, Russ, you had a tweet that I think you co-signed or you said something about Tory Lanez on Twitter.
Yeah, and I was talking when they were saying, people were like,
it's funny because Tory, this is how bad your situation is. You had people pissed off at LeBron James for supporting
I was gonna bring that up. Russ doesn't agree with LeBron James.
This might be the only instance. Russ, LeBron doesn't pull any flack from anything besides basketball. I mean, like the fact that he was and people was like upset. I'm like, I hadn't seen people like, yo, what the fuck? Like, yeah, Bron, you have missed the mark with that one. But you know what I mean? But Tory, that was
good. Another theory people have about like certain celebrities that are still being around. I'm not going to talk about.
But. Yeah, I mean, but I'm like, Tory, that was a good look for you. But like, Tory, that just shows that like, you're a dark cloud and you know, you're independent, so you're going to make, you'll keep getting your money. But yeah, like, it's just,
I found it up. Yeah. If you ain't find it,
somebody tweeted, is Tory Lanez music really that fire? It's like, he's solid, but he just sounds like a mix of a bunch of artists I'd rather listen to. Like,
that make better music than
ever. If I listen to a mix of Meek, Drake, and Chris Brown, I can go listen to them individually.
I'm like, never great of that great of a rapper, never that great of a singer. Never that great of a singer. Can put together some good songs. But like I said,
it's just that the people that you take from do it way better than you. Yeah. So.
And I'm like, it's nothing that. There's probably a handful of songs I'm like, okay, yeah,
his biggest song in the streets is a Controller remix. Let's keep it 100 whatever. No. Yeah. That's the only shit people go back to.
And I liked it from Chick's Tape 5. He had a few records I'm like really dope, like the Pretty Ricky Flip. That one was super dope.
He got good. Like him, the features him and Meek had together were good.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But again, it's nothing that I'm like, I don't care if I don't hear you. Like, if you told me I can't listen to Dreams and Nightmares no more, I'd be hurt.
Oh, man.
Hey, shit, man. Damn. Tory doesn't have a record even close to that. If someone's like, you can't listen to Tory no more, I'd be like, God damn it.
Shucks, man.
Shit. I'd be like, all right, cool. Like, it doesn't move me anyway. Like, all right, cool. He has some cool, like, some good joints. I ain't gonna call him cool. He has some good joints, but it's like, all right, cool. Again, no need.
All right, so this story was crazy. So Kenan Thompson and his man, Chris Redd, who also was on Saturday Night Live with him, and, when Kenan got his own sitcom, his separate show, he brought Chris Redd on to play his brother. He's looking at this is his man's. Chris Redd is now dating Kenan Thompson's ex-wife, and it was a wild twist and turn of events. First of all, you're getting killed off the show.
I just want to ask you one question. What's the one thing, every time scenario like this happens with celebrities, the story is always, there was no overlap, it was overlap. All, it happened when they were...
I wish them, no hard feelings.
I understand how, like, you know what I'm saying?
Keenan's a nice guy. Of course, he's not going to wild out. He's going to say, no hard feelings. No hard feelings. You feel it.
You want to view it, but, like, I don't know. I don't know.
That was weird, because now I'm going to look at you funny. Now I'm going to look at you funny. So you was checking. You
was background plotting?
Like, you was plotting. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this 10-year plan all set out. Like, all right, year one.
It's like that picture. Remember that picture?
Implement the idea.
Remember that group picture or whatever? It looked like with Meek and like Safari and nigga. All like Homer is always the niggas near. Like, yeah, that was nasty word. I thought that was wild. Damn. After I got you a job, to quote what's her name?
You're my brother on the actual Keenan show.
Yeah, he's my brother. But like in Good Burger when Shar Jackson confronted Keenan about giving Ed the scammer contract. Like, you gonna do this? How can you do this to Ed? After he got you a job? Chris, how you gonna do that to Keenan, man? After he got you a job?
But overall, here at the Same Damn Podcast, we wish him the best, you know?
We wish him the best. Yeah, that is
all parties involved.
He's still an untrustworthy nigga. Nigga.
What B said.
Yeah, I look at Chris Webb like, there was always something off about him. There was always something off. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. But, Russ, you ready to talk about this? Because when you said this...
I want to go back to one other thing. I don't know if we're going to talk about this. Did we talk about the Blade stuff?
No, we didn't talk about the Blade yet.
How that movie's supposed to come out, like, they're supposed to start filming that movie next year. They already fired the director and the writer.
Yeah.
Mahershala Ali's, like, allegedly, he's, like, really upset with, like, how, like, the movie's being structured. Because I guess this version of, like, the first script, it's, like, in the 1920s. And, like, there's, like, not a lot of action.
Hey, Mercer, like me, man. I don't want to see that.
Do a quick flashback. Bring this shit to modern day.
Man, if you want, like, yeah, that's how I am. Like, especially with, like, the action shit. Like, I'm good for a good, like, you know, set piece, you know what I mean? Or film it, setting that. Like, that's cool. But as far as my new shit, no, I can't stand watching Cap 1. Like, I don't, like, I it's
just, that should be bad.
I hate the cars. I hate the outfits. I hate all this shit. I hate Hitler. No,
yeah, man. makes you want to go to sleep, man. Like, man,
I hate them weak ass planes. Like, I hate all this shit. Go, show me a real fucking fighter jet. Like, no, I feel it, man. No, fuck that, man. Yeah. Feige, fuck them origins. Like, no, man. Like,
even when Captain Marvel's in the 90s, I was like, oh god. That's,
I'm telling you, yeah. I said the same shit about the 90s and 80s. I don't want to see that shit. I don't. I'm sorry. Take that as you want.
I'm not interested.
I'm sorry. And I was born in 1990, so I've seen the rise.
And she was not interesting enough to.
I've seen the rise of technology. I've been alive for it, and damn it, I ain't going back.
I'm this far. There's no time like me. I wish
I wish I can go back to when there was no GPS and you had to have actual.
My
anxiety will fuck me up with that. Oh, road trip, and I got a big ass map. Hell no.
Won't be
so
no.
We are here,
man. We are here. Oh man, I can't even do that now. Like at the fair when they. Bro, map, like you are here. How do I find? I can't read maps, man.
No, like no.
Look, I can't read music and I can't read maps. Man, I can't do it.
And how like with old maps, they give you like a little key, like oh this not to be 4 miles. I'm like you got motherfuckers. I'm nah, man. No, I'd be too scared. Like damn, did I miss my exit? Nah, hell no. I'm okay without it. Perfectly fine. But yeah, no, I haven't seen anything about that.
I'll keep you guys updated. But yeah, it's not looking too good for Blade right now. Yeah. But I do think the War Machine movie is gonna replace that. You know, shout out to Rogue.
Shout out to Rogue. Yeah,
he's about to be in.
I think his movie's gonna take the Blade slot.
Secret Invasion is looking dope though.
Look, 2023.
In Feige, we trust.
Samuel
man.
Jackson, Big Goat.
Yeah, and then you got my man's Chew still in the game. Yeah,
that's just gonna be good.
I like how they get hit Chew that fresh Beijing in the Marvel. That boy fade clean.
But his forehead is all the way up here.
He's Beijing up. Yeah.
I do love how in the beginning, I feel like when he came to the MCU, people low-key like were like, we want Terrence Howard.
They're up in arms.
Now they're like, oh, you know.
Nah. If they try to bring Terrence Howard back, people be pissed. Like, yeah.
That shit was over. But after 40 minutes of Iron Man 2, they didn't give a no shit about Terrence no more.
He pulled up the court saying, yeah, here we are. Let's go.
Hey, Russ.
Exactly happens when you try to play basketball. Have you even tried to play basketball? Yeah, literally, like, I really can't run, so can't run or jump. So it's like a range from, like, 30 to 60 degrees on my knees bent that I have, like, no force, and I can't, like, you know, catch myself. So those things, you know, I can't play. So I did rehab. It was getting better, but it was not to a point where I could get out there and actually go out there and run at, you know, full speed or jump. So surgery is the next step.
You mentioned, you know, kind of when you're feeling that discomfort. Are you having, like, everyday pain? Is it something that you're feeling, you know, tweaks in your everyday movement? Or is it only when you're trying to get in there and kind of ramp up into those basketball moves?
No, it's every day. Even, you know, going upstairs and stuff, you know, it's still painful. So it's definitely something I've never dealt with. Even the doctors are a little, you know, surprised about it a little bit. But we're all working together to figure this thing out. What exactly...
Man. As Russ said,
I would say I was in the wrong side of history. I really had high hopes in Lonzo. The health ain't holding up.
You said cooked product. He cooked,
bro. It's done because, bro, he's had like four surgeries the past like 8 months.
He's
like,
had one. He's got a surgery every year. Two, Alan Foster.
Right.
That was telling y'all motherfuckers the truth. And the fact that he ended it with like, y'all gonna see. And then we proceeded to see, like, yo, that's just wild, man.
It's just crazy because I'm like, we hope him, like, he's not playing this year. I promise you, like, bro, he's been out since January. I'm like,
the people's predictions, if, like, 4 years ago, who would be the best? Like,
I thought
I always said Melo.
I thought Lonzo would be the most complete as far as like defense, he offense, was. Everything. I thought Melo would be the best scorer easily.
He was.
I thought Jello would just be Jello.
I thought Joe would make it though, and they tried their darnest.
I mean, he got signed. He's got a non-guaranteed contract. He got signed to the Hornets finally. So you know, hopefully he survives training camp. Probably won't.
That's what I was like. I'll believe it when I see him on that fucking court.
Dennis Smith Jr. So I'm trying to figure out where you gonna be now.
I always said Melo was gonna be, but I always thought Melo was gonna be the best one, just cause it definitely from an offensive standpoint. Like you know how I feel about defense and mm-hmm. the NBA. But, so I was like, yeah, Lonzo. I was like, yeah, nah, he doesn't have enough offense to combat the.
He's had a weird career too, because like when you look at you get drafted the Lakers, the whole rebuild thing. You're a young team. Yeah. You're the point guard. You have the ball in your hands the whole time. The next year, LeBron comes, and then like so, then LeBron and Ingram basically handle the balls. You're basically a two guard at that point. You go to the Pelicans. Clank. You still don't get the ball again, really. Like,
you're part of.
You had stuff going, then you got hurt.
Just every year, had stuff going, get hurt.
I hope he's just doing good mentally, because all them injuries, man, that shit just must be, like,
so young, too, like, he's starting to get injuries.
He got like, NFL injuries.
He got injured every year, man. Like, yeah. Every year. He's never played a full season. He's never made it to the end of a season.
He's like, a 48-50 game kind of
well, guy. In the middle, though. he's always banged up in the beginning, and he gets it in the middle, and then he gets the big one.
You don't see him much after All-Star.
Yeah, he gets the big one towards the end. So I thought that about like Lonzo, like it's just the injuries. It's not that he would have like, yeah, like it wasn't a talent thing. It's just an injury thing. Can't say it.
Well, yeah. Well, speaking of never playing a full season,
oh shit.
Stay tuned for that Zion company.
Oh, okay. I had no idea who that was. I thought that was Kyrie for a second.
I thought Antonio Brown, bro.
I said, speaking of not playing,
Kyrie would have fit. That's what I was saying. That's what I was like.
Kyrie, that's him or somebody.
I was trying to figure out who it was.
Zion, though, he not playing no more. He said no more than 57 runs. He said,
I think Zion. I think he'll finish out this season. I think he will.
You want to put a bet on?
Don't you owe me some money from some old bets I've won? Okay, we gotta start keeping track of our bets. Yeah. I feel like we made.
I'll play some of a Super Bowl. I think.
I feel like we play some few bets that we just never kept.
I know this year we got the whole NFC East, right?
Yeah, you said y'all going to East.
Hey man, I said by week 8.
Russ and I quote.
We bumped before 4-0 today.
So what's the Zion bet? What you want to do?
I don't think Zion plays. I don't think he plays 70 games.
Do you think he finished the season, or are you saying he's going to injure before?
I think he'll finish it. I don't think he plays 70 games.
Oh well, nah. Well, that's like low manager. You can. Brian used to not play 70 games just because he didn't want to play, not because he was
injured. Okay, okay. I'll go. I don't think he finishes. I'll go. I don't think he finishes this year. I'll go 20 on that.
Because Russ said, and I quote, "Man's doing all this to play 57 games this year."
So like I said, like that's hard. Like that would be easier to gauge if you know. Players didn't just randomly take nights off.
And AD gonna play the same amount of games.
So you have.
Oh, I put another dub on that. Yeah, I guarantee you, Blazer. I guarantee you, Blazer.
Yeah, what's the bet? What's the bet on that? What's
the he plays more games than AD. I put a.
What's the spread? Like, what's the.
I have a feeling AD only gonna let me get this off.
Hey, no, I'll give you Zion plus 10. He's gonna play 10 more games.
We had media day this week. AD made a very good point. I 100% agree with. A lot of his injuries are just freak injuries. Like somebody fell into his ankle. How are you supposed to prevent that?
The freak part of the injury is that his body don't work together. Like, his body, his limbs just ain't connecting and just ain't working. The body's bad. Ain't nothing freak about it. The body's just fucking bad.
And mostly, if he had like multiple like knee injuries, I'd be concerned. But it's like
he's injured everything from the ankle up.
It's gonna be different this year. I believe.
I think he had a shoulder one time. Jeez, nigga from the his body's bad. That's all it is.
He grew too fast.
His body's bad. That's what it is. Man.
Like the whole like always damaged nickname. I'm like, all right, leave him alone. Like this is going a little past basketball. Like you can say he don't play, but like
NFL legend. Oh, nah. Russ, I know Mr. This is beyond basketball. Russ, you're not telling somebody that. You're going a little beyond basketball. You're the king of going beyond basketball. Get out of here. Let's keep it on basketball. Let's keep it on the court.
Nobody talk about Joel Embiid missing all the game.
Because Joel Embiid
missed half the year, go to playoffs, get hurt every single year the same way.
Because like Shannon would say, it's all about updating your resume. Last year, Joel Embiid was there through the end of it, playing his heart out. AD, nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, I'm going to say this year, I'm like, you know.
Oh man, you want to take the Zion plus 7? He's gonna play at least 7 more games than AD. I know that for sure.
But yeah, I do want to see like the Pelicans. They got an interesting team because
I like their team too because Zion isn't ball dominant. Like he gets his shit. So you can call him garbage points, however you want to call it. He won't need the ISO, or he don't need to run the play, or I don't need to dump it down to him. Nah, he just go get it. So that fits with the ball dominance that they got there with CJ.
Because people are thinking he's gonna do like 20, because he should be putting up at least like.
Oh, he'll get a dub because his dub is easy. Like I said, his dub is easy. It just be down low catching shit on niggas, rebounds. He'll hit a three here and there. Yeah, his dub is smooth. His dub is a smooth.
They signed other pieces smart. Because they got Ingram, they re-up CJ just now, which the CJ McCollum trade, that was a really good trade for them too. And low key, Portland actually benefited from that trade because I think at some point you have duos like a Dame and CJ. Mm-hmm. Some point you ain't winning shit together, and it's like, this ain't working. It's been about 7 years in a row.
It just don't work.
We the biggest shoulda coulda. Like, oh man, we should have won this. You didn't. Mm-hmm. Okay,
sorry. I mean,
But I do want to see I think the West, even like the Pacific Division with like the Warriors, the Lakers, like the Suns, the Clippers. Like the Clippers, they got so much depth, but I think teams that have that much depth when you get in the playoffs, mm-hmm. you can't play all these fucking people. Oh, we got so much depth. It's like, yeah, but like all 15 of y'all are not going to play in an actual series. Like, you know what I mean? So, and I do want to see what John Wall got left in the tank.
I honestly do.
He ain't starting, obviously, but...
You want to talk about injury? Who ain't going to make it through the season again?
John Wall played 4 years, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, no, I have full faith that John Wall will make it through the season. That body been resting for a full year and a half, nigga.
He's revitalized. He is refurbished and refreshed.
You want to talk about
treatment. He is invigorated.
He paid $40 million to get his body...
Well, professional teammate for last year. All you had to do was show up to the game,
They didn't even tell him to show this game. John Wall was just training for the last year. Training and rehab, though, for a whole year. Oh, I have full confidence in his body.
Also, shout out to him, bro, because he was also talking about...
Now, Kawhi.
Kawhi, that's a different story. But John Wall, I didn't know that, he said he thought about, like, suicide during all that time. And, like, it's just his mental health. So, shout out to him for, actually addressing that and getting that taken care of and stuff. But,
he lost his OG and all that. He went through a lot.
But he
saw Aaron too. Shout out to him.
He'll show up. Yes, he'll show up. Speaking of teams showing up. Our teams have been doing well in the NFL.
3-0, baby. You know what I'm saying? Bobby 4-0. Yeah. Sorry, everybody, man. You know.
Yeah. 4-0. The Giants, not to start no Giants and Eagles. We doing good over here, Vikings. Vikings doing well. Just put off another win today.
We lost the Cowboys on some fluke shit, but whatever. Yeah. I don't know. The Cowboys, us and the Cowboys.
Y'all was playing good, too. We were fine. When the Sterling Shepard got hurt, I was like, oh, shit. Because whenever the receivers run the routes and they grab him, I'm like, okay, that's ACL. I just feel like I know now, so I saw Doug hurt in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I'm like, that's ACL.
Yep, we seen. So, but yeah, we're fine. When do we play y'all again? Yeah.
Two, three weeks.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, but yeah.
Yeah, I think y'all come to us for. No, we go to
at the end of October or in November.
I think. Let me see, because we play somebody on Christmas Eve. I think that's we play.
Nah, Christmas Eve, we here.
Okay, yeah, we play Dallas.
Yeah, we here Christmas Eve. Yeah. I'm still trying to figure it out that.
But yeah, the Eagles looking good, boy.
I'm gonna give y'all that too. Like y'all not just 3-0. Like y'all look good.
We just look awful in the second half. We just scored damn points.
But you know who has faith in you? Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith put on his list, his picks. The Eagles
that's low hanging fruit too. Because Stephen A. hates the Cowboys, so he's never gonna put the Cowboys one.
Well,
the Commanders are always going to be at the bottom. That's it. And then we're not looking. Well, we never look good. So I'm like, you kind of default pick the Eagles.
It was his top five. He was getting named the top five teams of the top five.
Looking good. But no, they are looking good. All right.
And Eagles are number one.
Yeah,
Being a fan of Bills for so many years.
The Bills easily.
Bills at number two, I believe. Yeah,
Bills look better.
The only problem with the Bills, they're missing a lot of defensive back. I hope other players can come back at some point.
Yeah, they down right now to the Ravens, but the Bills, from what I've seen from the Bills, they the best team.
That division's going to be interesting this year because the AFC, not really. The Bills and the Dolphins.
Yeah.
There's nobody. Patriots is cooked.
Yeah. The Dolphins are cooked.
Hey.
No. It's the system.
No, Teddy Bridgewater. All he really got to do, because that team, all he really got to do is run the ball. Don't do dumb shit. Like, he can manage for a couple. Dolphins and Tua are going to play against.
Yeah, I'm like, Tua's done, man. So,
okay, so like that whole like Tua situation. I'm watching the game like, damn, like, why is Hand doing that? Like, oh, shit. Like, that's like,
yeah,
a,
no,
that ain't good. And, like, see, he got, like, hit last week.
Damn, we don't play y'all the week 14. Goddamn.
Yeah, we play y'all, I think, the 11th, right?
December 11th.
Yep. That's next time y'all play?
That's the first time we play.
Oh, the first time. Oh.
Yeah, the Dolphins organization with the past 2 years, they do a lot of fucked up shit.
They fucked that one up.
That's just, sure, man. You could tell he wasn't right after Sunday when he got hit and was wobbling.
And then to bring him back Thursday?
The coach was like, yeah, we're on the plane. We were laughing watching the movie.
Everybody said that, though. Like, everybody's like, oh, I seen him. We talked to him. Yeah. Everybody was saying he's fine. But it's a concussion.
Asked me, said he was good. It's like, you got to protect the player from himself at that point.
And when you have a concussion, it's not like you have a headache for a week. You feel fine after once you, come to or once you're good. But that still doesn't mean
your brain is fine.
Yeah, your brain is down.
Because they were saying, a lot of, they're like, oh, he probably didn't want to let his team down. And then, you got coaches being like.
But
and
no.
I feel like the coaches, in my opinion, and, just the organization, they should have took more accountability, which obviously,
especially if you're a team that, you got somebody standing behind, Tom Brady's offensive line, he's not going to get hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can kind of, never run the risk, but okay. He doesn't take any hit. Or Peyton Manning never took any hits. Don't put somebody in danger where they be having to scramble all the time and they take a lot of they to get sacked a few times again. You're really risking it.
I'm gonna keep it real, everybody. He was concussed that whole entire game. I was watching the game. I'm like, who are you throwing to?
I ain't watched the game, but
one play. I
feel like it was on, but yeah, I wasn't watching because the Dolphins. Yeah.
He overthrew Tyreek Hill four times. And I'm like,
it's a hard thing to do.
He's still concussed, and then right after I tweeted that's the play. I'm like, oh, okay, he is. That brother was hurt.
When I seen that shit with his hand, I'm like, yeah, that's some nerve.
Yeah, that's some.
We are here at a 10-year anniversary of a great album from Miguel, Kaleidoscope Dreams.
Okay.
What a time!
How about that album physically too. I used to have a CD.
I had it too.
Arrest Physical Games.
I stopped after
You still have?
Nah, dog. After I got my Once I got like my, when I had that cord, they didn't have a CD player, so I had to throw it. I was like, I can't.
Oh, you didn't put your CDs in storage or your collection?
No, Rush is just having CDs out. Like, I know, Rush, you had one.
You had DVDs. Like, great. That lasted way longer.
No, Rush still has DVDs.
But you kept buying DVDs way past.
I stopped buying DVDs after.
Rush kept buying Blu-rays.
My wife was like, yeah, you got to stop that. You got a lot of clutter you don't need. I kept like physical, like all of my small, I'm not throwing my Smallville stuff away. Like, I kept all that and like
you had the complete set of Smallville.
I got 5 through 10. Like I told you, I don't fuck with the other seasons. 4 is trash. So I'm like, yeah, I don't watch seasons. I actually like, I got Heroes and like stuff like that. I got like, just so I'm like, if they ever take it off streaming, I'm not trying to be like, oh shit, what am I gonna do now? Which I'm just like, all right, let me always kind of have like my backup. The only problem is like it's in like the standard edition, so that quality ain't really hitting like how like, you know, it is on like actual streaming. But you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I got like Central Intelligence. Central Intelligence is the last one I bought. I bought it on Black Friday.
That was 2017.
Zoolander 2. I got like shut down. Like,
Zoolander 2, man.
That's I bought like the James Bond. What was it? Fuck, what was it? Was it Skyfall?
The Daniel Craig. Was it the second one?
Never watched it. It's on streaming too. I'm like, all right.
Yeah. But Miguel, when I went back and was like, yo, let me go back to it. You know, now I have so many theories now as to like, I have my conspiracy bag of what went wrong, where he went wrong in his career, you know. People can like try and simplify it, but oh yeah, just the music, just whatever. But I feel like there is, it's like deeper stuff, because if you look at how different his first album was from Kaleidoscope Dreams, like the first album is phenomenal. That's just a great R&B album, and I stand by that album. I like that one more than Kaleidoscope Dream. But Kaleidoscope, people love the aesthetic of Miguel, because if you look at that first album, he had no charisma, baldies, no charisma, didn't know how to perform, or look at that. All I Wanted You video is like, yo, who is this boring ass nigga? Like, but his music is great. The music was great. Like, him as a person or a personality. Then he grew like an aesthetic, grew his hair, started dressing kind of like a rock star.
Yeah,
so
you had no clue that he was Hispanic.
Off the first album. Like, who's like the nigga? But even though his name was Miguel, that's great. That should have been a giveaway.
Did Miguel ever recover from the time he leg dropped that girl at the VMA?
Let me give.
Oh, musically, no.
No. Russ took my theory. Because I was like, there's two curses I feel Miguel has. Well, three, really. One, he kept trying to, musically, he tried to recreate Kaleidoscope Dreams. Mm-hmm. And I didn't say he succeeded or all that stuff. He was like trying to give R&B but a little bit
trying to get that moment.
Trying to get that eclecticness, but it wasn't hitting the same. Okay. But Kaleidoscope Dreams was more so, like, when he made that one, that was more like a follow-up to the first album, but with a little bit of collectiveness. If he tried to recreate the first album, then we would get more Kaleidoscope Dreams and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, try to create that album with a little bit of collectiveness, but he didn't understand what people really loved about him and all that stuff. And because that, I say the same thing about Frank Ocean. I don't think Frank Ocean knows what are the elements that people like about him, which brings me to the second curse. The Frank Ocean shit. Him talking shit about he never recovered. There's a Frank Ocean put a curse.
They never forgot.
They put that curse on him. Because if you notice, the Hulk Hogan leg drop and the Frank Ocean shit happened at the same time. And his career never recovered. So I feel like it was a string of curses. So it comes down to those two curses, the leg drop and the Frank Ocean shit. I believe it was one of those two things. So like those are top two. I feel like maybe the leg drop happened because of the Frank Ocean curse. Oh, so you know, if I'm really getting to my conspiracy bag, and then he never, and like we said earlier about people's album, and you're not giving us the fire on top of that, like you know, you're doing all this shit, doing this controversial shit, and you're not giving us a great album, you know, like we said about the baby, like we said about T.I. and all that stuff. So it went wrong, and then we got this album. And then fast forward.
Nah, he had a terrible one before this.
Wild Hearts was. They said Wild Heart was wild trash.
Was terrible.
Oh, yeah, coffee record with Wale was fire, man.
Yeah, the single. No,
no, no, no, no.
Yeah, I was saying single. Yeah,
yeah, and the coffee, the that one, and then they changed it for the album. Like yeah, he dropped this like a snippet of it or whatever, like on the like art dealer chic.
Wins on that line. Art dealer chic.
Where his testing records, that was dope. And then Coffee.
Yeah, he was doing EPs, like little EPs, with 2-3 song 3-pack. He was giving us 3 packs and stuff.
The art dealer sheets, they were fly.
That curse is like that. He didn't know what people loved him for. He was trying to recreate the wrong album, and he was unsuccessful with it. And then also,
why don't nobody ever take the blueprint from the boy Russ, man? Why don't nobody
Russ, like
you,
why
you give people 1-2 songs of the new shit, but give them what they want, but give them 1-2 songs of the new stuff. You gotta wheel people in slow. You know, people trying to bring people in.
People love Miguel back then, but they really love Frank Ocean. Like, don't you say a bad thing about? I'm better than Frank. I'm like, my album better. My other, all right, wait, hold on.
I'm not really scared of a bunch of fan bases, but. Frank Ocean is one of them, man.
Yeah.
Like, that motherfucker is different, man.
Like he is the Carrie Hilson of R&B. She said that shit about Beyonce. Hey, man, you don't do that bad. Don't piss off that high, but yeah.
Except for Beyonce, man, she started going on YouTube becoming an anti-conspiracy, anti-vax person. Like, oh, okay, I see where this is going.
Yeah. But, man, y'all still give you a nice little fly single. Give you some bad ones, but it'll give you like a nice fly one, but the album is just never...
Like Usher, he learned from Usher.
I can do it.
I hit his old shit real quick.
I give you one.
I give you one R&B, but I'm going straight to pop. I'm going back. I give you one for like the culture and the fans and stuff. So.
I will say that shit he had with Trav on War and Leisure was fire though. That shit was everywhere. I think it was Skywalking. Yeah, that was
that. That was the one. That was one of the main ones I was thinking of when I said he'll still give you one. That was a good song. Get paid every day like birthday. Yeah, that was a good song. So, but the album just didn't wasn't good. And I like Cole. I like Cole's verse when it comes to it. Chill. That was what Cole's on his feature run. So he caught that. Speaking of Cole, him and Smito dropped a record together. Cole did Cole. I didn't hear you, but I heard Cole did Cole.
There was this Cole clip that popped up on Twitter. I was going to send you the one when he was the Dunkin' Donuts one. Like, nasty.
Oh, yeah, that's Dunkin'.
Dry ass. You said your donuts looking Krispy Kreme. This is how donuts supposed to look. You see his oil? You see his grease? I can't eat too many of these donuts. Diabetes, you know?
Diabetes.
I saw the whole milk. I'm like, oh, yeah, but that's
a diabetes.
Dunkin' balls.
One, because he was telling fucking true. I tell people that all the time. Like, Dunkin' dry ass donuts.
Trap, man. I had shit for the first time like a year ago.
Big Krispy Kreme guy. Like, I do hear they got good breakfast sandwiches.
No, they don't. They trash. That's what I had. Man, we were moving. I'll never forget. We were moving like there, and I was Leo. I was getting some. He was like, "Oh, we got a Dunkin' Donuts. I ain't never been there before. Wait in line, bro. They literally just warm this shit up with a mic. I'm like, fam, I know you literally just took out the freezer and you want to shove the microwave. I know that's what you
Everybody
did.
Everybody swear by them sandwiches.
I'm like, dog, I can make this at the crib better.
Then that's different. A lot of people can make shit better.
But like, at least I eat like McDonald's. Like, okay, you know, it's McDonald's. You know, I can, you know, it's good.
Hey, man, shout out to McDonald's for always
McDonald's the name of my life. Ain't nobody coming.
You can't get them out of the conversation. Shout out to the founder. Shout out to the founder.
That just shows you what consistency gets you, man. Why y'all going ups and downs?
I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still strong. McDonald's is the Antoine Fisher of fast food.
Shout out to McDonald's, man. Because no matter what, people be like, yeah, man. Either they're talking about somebody else and they're like, hey, man, shit, McDonald's is better than this. All right, man, this shit worse than this shit you get from McDonald's. No matter what, McDonald's always finds a way to get a backhand compliment from people.
Russ, if you ever see that
when
movie.
When people fuck up, they be like, that shit worse than McDonald's. Like, McDonald's always gets a backhand compliment.
Russ, if you ever see that movie, The Founder, that is a great movie. And now, it's a bad look on Minnesota because he kind of hold us on that. Like, took man's wife. Like, making Minnesota look bad, man.
You never look good in the news. Ain't nobody, I ain't seen a positive. Man.
Crazy. That kind of goes along with The Founder. Like, I was watching a bunch of documentaries and stuff, and financial ones, whatever. They did one on the GameStop.
Oh, yes.
Hey, man. At the end of the day, when it came full circle back around to it, at the end of it, Hey man, you're not beating them old white men out of their money, man. they said that they damn near set that shit up from the jump. Like they seen that shit, they seen you niggas coming a mile away, man. Like I just like you can't beat them, man. They be trying.
Trying to beat the system.
People think they be gaining traction on them, man. Boy, they be spinning y'all in the circle. Look, boy, that is generations of white stock market money. They not fucking around with y'all.
Hey, these documentaries, man. I'll tell you that Barney documentary.
I want to watch that. It's great.
It's coming. Right, it's, wow. Yeah.
I want to check it out, man.
We're all good. I didn't know. I'm not surprised. Like, it's weird. Like,
the stuff I heard is basically just like talking about like all like the cast were getting like death threats and stuff like that.
Yeah, people hate them.
I was like, okay, I thought it was like some nasty shit behind the scenes. Yeah, like,
I don't think
it's gonna be interesting. I want to see it.
And with that one,
the dark side of Barney and Baby Bop
And with that, with the GameStop one, it was just crazy too. It was just like, man, these people that were so like against greed, or you know, Wall Street guys greedy, blah,
it's
blah,
always
blah.
The root.
And then when they started making money, and they could have got out, you know what I mean? And then they could have got out, but they kept wanting to be greedy, kept wanting to bang.
And I got 100 million. You can make weed too.
So there were some people that won. Like, shit, I took my millions and I dipped. I dipped. You know, I had a price where but then you want to keep in, boom, boom. And then some people lost it. Also, like I said, some people end up, some people left with, like, all right, go. Like, but the shit's going down, I'm taking it. But, some people get to chasing that, like, so then you turn greedy. Like, some of y'all got greedy. Some of y'all didn't have little to no money, and the stock took off, and then y'all could have, y'all could have bowed out with a nice chunk of change, but nope, y'all wanted to keep, and,
shout out to McMillions, also, that's in that document, that was, a lot of greed behind that.
Hey, American greed, man, or capitalism,
capitalism, hey, man, capitalism rules everything around me, but we gotta talk about the hottest shit in these streets. The Jeffrey Dahmer series.
Did you watch it?
Hell no, I ain't watching it, man.
I don't want to. There have been so many docs, movies. I'm just like, bro, I know the story.
Yeah, I know the story. I know what happened. It's mind blowing how many people did not know this. I understand if you didn't know little details, because they really go in depth and all that stuff. But they know, you're chopping bodies, putting them in freezers and refrigerators and all this. They've been making jokes. Comedians been making jokes about that shit since the 90s. You just didn't grow up with Martin if you didn't know this shit.
I had seen like the family, the victims of the family, like they weren't down for the die, like they didn't.
They're never down.
But like that's not cool, man. Like people die. Like this ain't Mike Tyson who just got snaked out of some bread. Yeah. And, y'all probably but like people really die. It died in a very gruesome way. That's not even remotely like something I would even want to even see. And I know the fucking story. Fucking things
The one thing I didn't know, which like I haven't watched it, so I've heard, I didn't know that like he was in like lower income communities doing this shit. I didn't know that part. I thought it was in the suburbs wild. And I was like, oh shit! Like I didn't know that part. But, yeah, seeing how the family's just like, yo, like, this is triggering again for us to go through all this.
Let it go, you money hungry motherfuckers.
The blacks. You start targeting the blacks. Yeah. In the streets,
but they could, and then of course, us being in this day and age that we're in, people are like, oh well, he was going through, they weren't going through shit.
You look at his childhood, I'm like, that's cool.
Still no.
Yeah, like get the fuck out of here, man. That shit is nasty. So yeah, I'm not checking it. But
I don't want to support him humanizing, but I've seen the reactions.
I don't need to humanize.
I don't want no empathy for those niggas.
I wouldn't have none, but that's fucked up.
No, yeah, absolutely not. So next, do you guys want to talk about why Kanye is making niggas like Griselda look crazy in these
Let's go back to an orange a couple weeks ago. Kanye clothes ain't never really been fire. They ain't never been fire.
Hey, it's funny too. Well, shout outs to him going back and saying, well, Sway had the answers.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sway. We got to show love. Sway had the answers the whole time.
Yeah. Shout out to Shorty bringing that up, too. It's like, tonight he's like, I want to branch out on my own, just do it all. I was like,
isn't that kind of what Sway tried to tell you?
In that moment, Sway did
have the answers. Oh, it's that was great.
It's funny, but
great character arc.
It's just funny, to, you know, because that was a crazy moment. But what Ye was saying in that moment is like, yeah, they have the infrastructure. I need the infrastructure. I'm not putting up my own money because I can't mass produce on the scale in which they mass produce. That's what he was trying to say. Now he does have the money and the infrastructure to mass produce and do it. And so now you can. Now it makes sense for you to do it on your own because you can't. Before,
because he could before, but now on that level he could, on a small scale, and then build to something where he can be.
He's like, no, I want to use they factories, my likeness, my designs, they infrastructure, and their distribution. But now he's at a place where, oh yeah, but, I got my factories in Wyoming.
But this how he got Benny the Butcher. Looking. Like you said, like Russ said, these niggas be putting on whatever kind he send them to check these relationships.
And me being a fan of fashion, fashion in a bad place right now, boy. Man. Like,
you know, like, a lot of baggy shit.
Man, a lot of just shit that looks stupid. Like and I'm good. There's certain shit that looks fire, but like there's a lot of looks. I be like, that just looks stupid. Like that just looks dumb. Like that, it looks dumb. It doesn't look good on a runway. It doesn't. I seen a runway of I think it was Balenciaga or one of them. Like, niggas walking through like a trail of mud. I'm like, this is stupid. Like I said, this shit's in a bad place. Like now you're just doing stupid shit. It's not creative. It's dumb. Why would who are you marketing this to? Like, why would somebody just be walking through a muddy trail with that shit on? Like, no, that doesn't make any sense. it's in a bad place of creators just trying to create. Like, y'all not even making dope shit. Y'all not even making nothing that even like looks remotely dope. And a lot of runway shit you used to see, like they'd had the more outlandish ones, but you see like, oh yeah, that should fly. Now do you look at shows like, what the fuck are y'all doing? This shit looks stupid. Y'all trying to have shirts with no sleeves. Like, it's just trying to get too creative. Like, pockets, you know, pockets on your collar. Like, what are you doing with a pocket on your collar? Like, shit just don't make sense. No. Well, speaking of which, Chardon said he got some merch for us. He wanted and he wanted to do a shoot with us. So we would probably
coordinate that. Well, I will say this in short about the Kanye thing. It's a no for me. I'm gonna stick to these peacoats. Peacoat B is here. Is here. More to come. More peacoats to come.
I gotta get mine together. We gotta drop. We ain't
took pictures. I thought it was a week ago. We ain't trying to flick.
Everybody grab the
peacoats. Fall season. Legends of the Fall. We gotta.
Next week we drop. We dropping the flick.
I told niggas I was coming this year with the peacoats. I ain't forget. I'm back. We some fall picks like with the autumn background, like a comeback season cover.
And Charleston, Minnesota. Minnesota's doing a great job at fall weather.
Yeah, like, it's like easing us into it.
This is fall weather. Like, it's fall. Nice and cool. Yeah, I mean, it's nice.
2 weeks
cool.
from now.
Like it ended summer, right? Like the days, yeah. The end of summer.
We get 1 month of fall, and that's October. Good one is perfect, boy.
The end of summer was perfect. Like it started off at like 50 in the morning, get to 80 in the 80 in the and afternoon. Mm-hmm. That's how you end summer off, and then right when fall hit, yep, you know, you get started, you know, 40, 50 in the morning, you get to, you know, 70 to 70 afternoon. That's fall right there. We Minnesota, you doing your thing out there right now. I don't know how long it's gonna hold, but right now,
the faith isn't there. The faith.
You know what I mean? But yeah, you know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to that. But yeah, Pico, everybody bring your Pico next week.
That video, I sent the video, it had me cracking up because I had no idea that on the song A-Rap Money of Busta Rhymes.
I seen it, yeah.
I had no idea that they weren't even speaking Arabic. And the guy, and he said, if only he had someone Arabic to ask why, you know, if it's Arabic. And oh, it turns out he did. It was this nigga, DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled, can't he? And they put in the clip of him doing terrible Arabic. Like, there's no Arabic words.
The video was so funny. Because he's like, man, there's literally no Arabic words. He's in that one Arabic word. not one.
It was a whole bunch of gibberish.
That was actually funny. That was pretty funny. Man.
Yeah. You know, in the more somber note, the more information has been released about the PNB Rock situation. So that was a terrible, nasty. Like, it's a whole family operation. Yeah,
just some Jack Boy, you know, gangster shit.
But a man getting his son involved and
His son went and got his father.
I mean, son went and got his father. Yeah. Oh, I thought they said
the dad went and got him.
They updated and said
that's why people were like, this is the father. Obviously, it's bad, but they're just saying, yo, this is like.
Either way, it's like
either way, it's a little homie. Go put in some work. This wasn't no regular family. Like, hey, oh shit, the dad. Let me go get my son. Like, no, it wasn't. Them niggas is banging. Them niggas is Jack Boys. Like, that's just what they, you know, what they're doing. Like, that shit just.
But they
the way it was described was like it was just a regular family, and they thought of this because they seen them. That's not what it was.
Yeah, but they arrested all three of them. They got them. Oh, yeah, get the monster. That was
put him under the jail.
And y'all owe his girl an apology. The internet owes her an apology.
Oh, absolutely. She ain't gonna get it, but yes.
She ain't gonna get it, but yeah. But y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know who y'all were. Woo. Some people just jumped like, yo, let the story come out. Story come out.
You know how it goes. They want to be first, they want to be right. So, yeah. You know how that always goes.
Yeah, they definitely rushed into that.
I don't know, but people still won't let it go. They're like, well, she's still opposed.
Well, still, you're like,
she's still opposed. Yeah, she might not have been involved, but she's still opposed.
Nah, don't even. That's them trying to evade.
Yeah, I told you. They're not going to apologize. Told you
but say. I still think you shouldn't post your look at that. Yeah. It doesn't matter. We're saying you were wrong.
We're focusing on like the actual what happened, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. Yeah. You know, but we get it on a brighter funny note that I want to address. Why these artists always pick us as the warm up show on their tours? We will never get a surprise guest on any concert when niggas are coming up here. First date on the tour. I kept saying every time I saw a schedule, a concert schedule, I'm saying, you know, oh shit, so this person going with this person. I might want to go to. Can we say that? I might want to go to the baby. Am I canceled if I say I kind of want to see it? This sounds like a great show.
I think it'd be a great show.
I think it'd be a great concert, but the baby ain't bringing out nobody. He ain't bringing out no surprise guests for us.
And I also knew nobody would ever bring out a surprise guest for us because don't nobody just be here chilling cities that get surprise guests because be people that be like, oh shit, you in the city? Oh yeah, I'm in the city. Like, oh come to the show. No,
you know, they might bring out like Brother Ali or something like that.
Yeah, like nobody's just here or happened to be here to be like, oh yeah, come out. Yeah,
nobody
has
a layover in Minnesota.
Nobody's ever here there to be a surprise. Like it would have to be somebody planning a purpose surprise. Like, hey, come with me to Minnesota. So we surprise the fans. Cause yeah, other than that, nah. Cause when they be in those cities where they get surprised, they be people in the city already.
Now if we go to the like Chicago show, we might get drive because people be driving when we not on the tour schedule. Niggas will like, hey, all right, we're just gonna go to Chicago. Show. Yeah, that's always. Exactly. Niggas go to like
you know, Chance is bringing motherfuckers there to record. Like there'll be people in the city. Yeah. Dirk is bringing people. Whatever, there might be people in the city. Here, nobody's just here.
I was down at the First Avenue. Y'all, you about to be at the Target Center? I was at XL chilling. I was like, you gonna be at Target Center?
I'm recording. Oh, you recording here? Hey, yeah, come on. Anyway, ain't nobody recording Cisco that's gonna be able to come. Yeah, and pull up like.
You can bring Cisco out. You can make the calls, Maple Grove. Just have me. Yeah. All right, you guys ready to get into some nostalgia?
Yeah, sure. Or, you know, Russ ain't never, but
I actually got mine.
I had some ideas. So I brought up some shit today. drop some hints. I'll start with the, since we were talking about shit like The Founder and the documentaries, McMillions and shit. The Social Network.
Yes, sir.
It's a great movie.
Man.
It's a great fucking movie. The story of Mark Zuckerberg and the creation of Facebook.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Well, listen.
The stories you hear may or may not.
Hey, man, look, he stood behind this film. So, hey, I'm just saying what he said. this was his movie. He was heavily involved. That was a great movie. Crazy turn of events and plot. Like that is a cutthroat movie. That is a really cutthroat movie. But they did a great job. Great cast. Shout out to Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Eduardo.
Oh my God. Crazy hearing about like those two big ass twins.
Man, like, Winklevoss, you know, and they still big in the whole like hedge fund game off that. Like, yeah. Like now that now they be are not hedge fund venture capitalist game off that. Like they name is it, off that lawsuit, the money they got off Facebook that they
yeah. Able to, oh no, niggas cashed out. Like yeah. At the end of the movie when they like tell yeah. You where so and so is now what yeah. Happened, they're like, oh, niggas got money. Man, everybody got paid eventually. It's like it's like the end of that that Uber Showtime series yeah, that were like, oh, everybody got paid. Yeah, like, everybody.
Yeah, dumb rich. TK, good.
Yeah. Oh, even the Ariana Huffington, the Huffington Post lady, oh my God, she was so rich, they couldn't even tell you how much she made. Like, Ariana Huffington, we could not find, she made so much money, she was able to pay and keep it all. Yeah. Oh,
she made enough money all, to make sure that you don't know how much money she
all
made.
All these numbers that we showing y'all, all these billions and niggas made, she made so much, it's more than that, and we can't find out how much. Oh, well, we can't find out that that's how rich she is. But with the Social Network, I thought that was I watched that movie like knowing, because I saw it when it first came out, which was like years ago.
Yeah, I still
like,
watch it all the time.
Like, I feel like they made that biopic a little early in the game. Like damn,
it was like 2010, 2011
when they started making it. I'm like, damn, y'all didn't wait for some shit to unfold. Like this was early. Like Zuckerberg could have just played himself if you could act like you're not too old to play yourself. Like this is still early in the game. But I was watching that movie knowing that those twins. That's why I brought the twins. They watching it knowing that the actor is just one guy. So I'm watching watching how they shot it. I'm like, wow, that is amazing for this to be a non CGI movie.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's one guy. Like I'm just watching that. Like man, the way you got to time that and because
they had mad scenes standing next to each other.
Yeah, like, amazing. I like. Hey, and this is early in the game. Like
that's
this,
crazy.
You know, CGI ain't what it is. Not that bad. She-Hulk needs to take notes.
We ain't talking about She-Hulk.
I mean, we mentioned her in the beginning. Like yo, that origin story. So we didn't mention Atlanta too. Heat. Fire.
Dog, that shit was so fucking funny when she pulled off.
When she got on the phone, I was like, she about to say because she didn't like
it. No, I was interested. Like, I was like, don't say it. Don't say it. She's kind of like, I knew it.
That shit. Do not call the police. Cat killed it.
Yeah.
Dude that played his dad. I what's the guy's name that played Ern's dad?
Oh, the guy from The Wire?
That's my guy, man. I was like,
and he'll say, goddamn, bro. If you meet him on the streets, he'll like try to get a video of his guy. He'll do the line.
That scene really had me sad. Like, damn, man, why are they just messing with him, man?
Oh yeah, that he's at the restaurant at the end, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why. Okay, I was making sure.
Oh yeah, no, that's what I thought too. I was like, damn, what the hell?
His whole thing, I'm trying to get out of the mall before the kids get here, before the kids start going. He do not fuck with them yet, and fuck with that lady, you know, caught him slipping. So that helped bring like also like we're saying, there's final season. They're actually closing stories and stuff that we always wonder about. In the previous season, they kept like, yo, what happened between his aunts and uncles and all that stuff? Like, why were they? And then, so they, like I said, yo, Atlanta's finally giving us answering. So we got the Yale shit. We got this. Like, okay. Any other unanswered questions? I mean, yeah, there are other ones, but we're probably never gonna get it. Like, like it may not be important enough. Like, why was Darius and Paperboy beefing? Like what happened? They're probably not gonna answer that. But yeah, no. Shout out to Atlanta, man.
Definitely. But yeah, me and Meeks are crying at this. Mm-hmm. Even at the end, he's like, "Well, hey, now that I got you on the phone, what about that analogy on me?"
Yeah. Why I have you on the phone? The way she that was funny. Shout out to God. I was dying.
I got you on the phone. What about that?
You asked the mom from she was on
the BMF.
Yeah, I'm about to say. Yeah, I was like,
she's been
active. Sorry, you don't have to go. Yeah, I'm
there. She's been active for years. A lot of stuff. She's in all of our like old favorite old sitcoms, like Fresh Prince of Bel Air, like. She was giving Will the bottom of the motorcycle and the Michael Mix jacket and all that stuff. When she was playing him, she was the nerd in school.
Oh, man.
Will thought he was playing her, but she was playing him. Like oh, shit. Yeah. She's been longevity in the game. And
that episode was so fucking funny, man. We was cracking up on that. But she really pulled the fuck off.
what was your nostalgia, Russ?
Oh, I was thinking back. Did y'all ever do like Real for Life in high school? That whole like
do what? You know what?
That Relay for Life thing.
Oh, Relay for Life for cancer. Yeah, yeah, I never did it, but yeah. No, yeah.
I remember every year like it was like, oh, you can just camp overnight, and I never actually went to the overnight thing. I would just like raise my money, which was like $50, and then be like, all right, well, I'm not doing the overnight shit. Bro, I did that one year, junior year. Stayed overnight, right? Worst shit ever. Cause I didn't know that like you're not really supposed to go to sleep. Like you're just supposed to walk the whole night or just like, you know, take a little break. And, like, 11 o'clock
decision on your part.
I was out, bro. I was knocked out. Like, you gotta wake up, you gotta wake up, bro. The next morning, it was like 5 a.m. you had to meet and have like a whole, like, oh, you know, everyone did so good. Bro, I'm like, fam, I'm never doing that bullshit again. I've never. Senior year came around, fuck this.
Here's your $50.
And I don't get that. I don't want to be negative, but I'm just asking. They raised a lot of money out of years, and I just want to know what progression.
I just want to know.
People donated a whole bunch of money.
Could be a short explanation. I just would like to know.
We made progress in the cure. Like, what's going on? Like, can we get an update?
Anything happened? You know what I mean? Nah. That's hilarious. But mine, I was listening. I've been listening to my whole playlist all week, pretty much, man. Looking back, and I heard something about like ranking his albums. I'm like, man, it's really tough to rank Hov's albums to me.
And you still stand on you that Kingdom Come is judged a little too harshly. Oh, it's a lot better than what people. I will revisit some songs on that album before I'll revisit some of these other ones.
Yeah, man. And it just took me back to Blueprint 2, and I'm like, man, Blueprint 2 is probably my favorite Jay. I go back and forth a lot, but Blueprint 2 was the one that like kind of I really like gravitated to, you know, as far as like, you know, hearing the music later down the
road. Oh, in your early
becoming a fan, just, you know, as one and all those, like, super dope. And I know it's one of his more underrated projects, I guess I would say, because it never really gets mentioned in the pantheons of his albums.
Yeah. Not the top three, top five.
I almost never hear him say nothing about two. Like, two is just good. Everybody's like, yeah, it's good. It's one of those things that's like, it's good. Everybody knows it's good. Okay, cool. We'll got mentioned. Like, we argue about these ones. We know that one's good.
Remember when he took that picture, posted that picture of like, he stacked all his albums, but he made it was in order from his best to worst, in his opinion, and all that stuff. So,
I don't know. I don't remember what two was. But yeah, no, two definitely. But yeah, shout out to Hov, man. Still doing his thing.
But Blueprint 2 or not?
Never gets mentioned. But shout out to Hov, man. Doing his thing for a long time.
Well, you guys, before we get out of here, I just want to say, Short Thing, Quickie, Vixen, Girls Like You. All I Wanted You, The Girl With The Tattoo. Miguel, start making songs that make us feel like give us that feeling. Just restore that feeling. That's all I just want to say. I still believe you can do it. You got to make songs that...
And like we said,
a hit can change it all. Because, boy, that first album, he had all these songs on that first album.
Ask Big Sean about Detroit, boy. They was rolling in vault until he came to Detroit. Actually, not even Detroit. Ask Big Sean about Dark Sky Paradise, boy. Yeah. They was right in the vault until he came to that. Right back where he needed to be.
Like, they wrote him off, then he dropped Detroit. Then he dropped the next album,
Hall of Fame.
And then he got it back again. Well, Dark Side Paradise. Hey. Yeah.
Well, no, the album after that was cool.
It was cool. It just didn't stick.
It had the hair stand.
Effect. Yeah.
It was good. It just wasn't.
Yeah, Dark Side was just confession.
Dark Sky was just confession.
I decided.
Yeah, I think.
I decided.
I could see the artwork, but I can't remember.
Yeah. It was like the driveway thing, right?
Yeah, it's two cars in the driveway.
I'm thinking of a different.
Oh, that's when they were forcing Bounce Back to be a hot song.
Yeah, Bounce Back. Yeah, they was trying
jump
to make
off
that,
the window was hard though.
They was trying to make that the New Year's Eve song.
Yeah, Hitmaker was definitely trying to push that. It's the biggest song. Everyone got.
So when the ball drops, everybody's gonna be.
Why have I never noticed that it's two cars in the driveway?
Oh, you never noticed?
I never looked at
it. And it's Big Sean on both sides. It's two different.
I don't know. I think it's the colors of it that I just thought it was some abstract shit. So I never actually looked at.
Oh, you never actually never looked at it.
That was the.
I love like two cars and drive.
That was a rebrand when he was getting into alchemy and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
and like, you know,
but yeah, no, yeah. I decided it was good. It just wasn't Dark Sky. I thought it was good, but yeah. Episode 106,
man.
Shout out AJ and Free.
Those are the ones we know.
Bow Wow, Mr. 106.
Damn, that could have been the nostalgia.
I seen the TikTok about Jen too. I was like, shout out to Freestyle Friday.
Oh, man. Yeah.
About his career.
And Jen Uwine, that infamous clip of him coming out on the stretcher.
Shout out to 106.
Oh, the great moment. Yeah, that's crazy. This week we've been seeing just clips just resurfacing from 106 and Park.
Shout out to 106 and Park, man.
Well, as always, you know, you listening to P. Cope B, a.k.a. at Brendan Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
@T. Russell 3Ls.
And we will see you guys next time. As always, plates.